Justin O'Connell Breakfast Show.
The show does not learn its lesson, so 24 hours after Prince Harry, we now go back to Clarence House, and we're hooking up with the groom, which it should be, His Royal Highness. Please be upstanding for Prince William. Good morning.
Hello, Christian. Prince William here. Yes, I had listened to Harry on the podcast yesterday, and I would like to apologise. It was truly awful. He's embarrassed, but he wanted me to pass on, to be fair. If Richie had phoned him before 5:30 the night before, he might have been able to prepare his voice a little bit better. No, that's true.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Well, this is much better, Prince William. This is much more like it, can I say?
Yes, thank you. This is what I sound like most of the time. I think you'll agree.
Yes, we are relieved to be speaking to you and with you sounding like this morning, Prince William.
Yes. Harry wanted to know, will he still be paid for yesterday's call, or is it best put behind us?
Let's put it behind us.
Right, OK.
First of all, congratulations. Getting married to Kate, she's stunning.
Thank you very, very much. It is true, I didn't go down on bended knee for a long time, but it's that bald patch. It's embarrassing for a man. The thing is, the wedding... there will be a certain amount of belt tightening in the public sector, so we've got to make economies. We've got sausage rolls, pasties, pies. In fact, in the words of Coolio, we'll be living in a Ginster's paradise.
I'm going to pay you for yesterday's one just for that.
It's the way I tell them. Instead of champagne, we'll give Carver to the Middletons. They won't know the difference. We're going to have foie gras. They can have Shippen's fish paste. We'll have linguine. They can have alphabetti spaghetti. They can read into that what they will.
Hey! Double whammy.
Yes. No, but I mean, it's going to be a wonderful do, and Harry's been asked to stand up and make a speech at the reception. He's fine with the speech. It's the standing up that'll be the challenge. I thank you. We've done the guest list, but there are so many triple barreled names on there. It runs about 4,000 pages. Not quite as good, but we're going to get tattoos done on the stag. Kate on my arm, as Harry's decided against one featuring the love of his life. Well, vodka in big letters doesn't look that great. Yes. There's more, and there's more. Plans going very well for the wedding. We're after a top DJ for the disco in the evening. I wanted to ask you if you have Chris Moyle's number.
That's it, yeah.
Yes. Any others we've got there? Yes.
Well,
any
listen.
Questions?
Prince, where are you having the stag do? We spoke to your brother yesterday, and because of the qualities of the phone line, it was quite hard to work out where he was, but where the stag do is going to be held. He talked about a week-long stag as well.
Yes, it's going to be it's going to be pretty wild. We are thinking of going to Prague on the stag with all the boys. Should be wonderful. If you want to pop along, please do. We'd like the oinks to come with us. But there are going to be economies. We're not going to have the golden gilt horse-drawn carriage. You might get Tim Westwood to bling up a taxi or something.
Hey, listen, this has gone so well. Is your brother there?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, hold on. Just a minute. Are you awake, Harry? No, he's just got in. From last night.
No. Just give a little nudge. I just wanted to say, look, sorry about yesterday. The
Harry, wake up. Hold on.
No. Right, dive. Let's get out of this. No. We must now have his brother back on. No, put your brother back on. It's awful.
Hello there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think there is a problem with that line again. Listen, Prince William, have a lovely weekend. We'll catch you next week. Take care. We're not sure about your brother.
Oh, Bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye.